The financial market story today has several threads that actually connect when you pull them together. S&P futures are up about 45 points this morning, sitting near 7,780, a modest gain, but it comes at the end of a week that had some significant individual stock volatility. The Alphabet SpaceX story is one of the more dramatic single stock events. Alphabet SpaceX stake lost $28 billion in value as the lockup period expired and early investors were finally able to sell. When a lockup expires, the market often prices in the anticipated selling pressure in advance, but $28 billion in value erosion suggests the supply of shares hitting the market exceeded what buyers were ready to absorb at existing prices.
The SpaceX stock surge on Friday, snapping its losing streak, suggests the selling pressure may have cleared. But this connects directly to the Tesla-SpaceX merger speculation that's been intensifying. The argument for merging them is essentially Musk simplification. One publicly traded entity, shared infrastructure between the two companies, and a cleaner capital structure. The argument against is that Tesla shareholders would be absorbing SpaceX's government contract risk and its regulatory complexity in a merger that almost certainly favors SpaceX's private shareholders. The skeptics warn of hurdles framing is an understatement. The regulatory and valuation challenges of merging a publicly traded automaker with a defense contractor are genuinely formidable.
The Cursor brand retirement connects here because Cursor was the AI coding assistant that reportedly reached a deal with SpaceX, or SpaceX's orbit of companies, and is now being folded into something larger, with the Cursor name itself being retired. That's a significant development in the developer tools space. Cursor built a strong brand among professional engineers as an AI coding companion. Retiring the brand signals that whatever absorbed it values the technology and the team more than the consumer-facing identity.
On crypto, two stories that together illustrate the maturity gap in the ecosystem. Trump said in Las Vegas on Wednesday that Bitcoin takes pressure off the US dollar, framing crypto adoption as complementary rather than competitive with the dollar. That's a careful rhetorical positioning for an administration that has been publicly crypto-friendly while also needing to maintain the dollar's reserve currency status. The policy content is thin, but the political signaling to the crypto community is clear.
The BTC Pay server exploit is the harsher reality. BTC Pay is open-source payment infrastructure that merchants use to accept Bitcoin directly, and an exploit drained Lightning Network wallets, the fast payment layer built on top of Bitcoin. This happened amid what's being called cold card fallout, cold card being a popular hardware wallet manufacturer. When payment infrastructure gets exploited, it's not an abstract cryptographic problem. Merchants lose real funds. The Lightning Network's security model depends on users being online and monitoring their channels, which creates vulnerabilities that don't exist in traditional payment rails. The ecosystem is maturing, but exploits like this set back merchant adoption.
Ashenbrenner's fund betting $400 million on a chip startup. Days after what's being described as a public blow-up, Leopold Ashenbrenner, the former OpenAI researcher who left and started Situational Awareness, is a fascinating show of either confidence or stubbornness, depending on your read of the situation. Betting nine figures on chip infrastructure, while the AI investment debate rages, is a statement that he believes the compute build-out is real, regardless of the software business model questions. The market will adjudicate that thesis over the next few years.